The Innocence Project, based at the UW-Madison Law School, is currently reviewing about 1,200 cases of Wisconsin prisoners accused of murder or rape. Project Director Keith Finley says those cases are the result of sending letters to 6,000 prisoners.
And we received responses from maybe half of those, but not all of them wanted assistance. It's a myth that people believe that everyone in prison claims to be innocent. It's not actually true, but there were still a significant number.
Findlay says the new grant money will not only help speed up the process of investigating those cases, but will also allow his staff of students and attorneys to take on even more cases.
With the new grant, we'll expand to not just sexual assaults and rapes, but also to all kinds of violent felonies.
The new grant will pay for a project attorney to work in the state public defender's office with the explicit task of identifying people who've been convicted of crimes in which DNA testing might prove their innocence. Wisconsin is the first state to establish such a partnership. Michael Tobin is the state's chief public defender.
Very few attorneys have a real strong scientific basis, and you know, any single attorney's likelihood of seeing a case like this is pretty small on our staff. So to have one attorney with this expertise who then would be available to help, that's really a unique aspect of this partnering.
One of the Innocence Project's most recent successes was winning the release in 2009 of Robert Lee Stinson, who served 23 years for a murder he didn't commit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.